folks, as you and I look to the story that we grew up with concerning Jesus Christ coming to earth as a babe in a manger, I want to go a little deeper with us tonight, because you need to hear the story about Jesus and what he wanted every one of us to know and to understand. Now, this is a little different than you're used to it with me, but this is a little different than some of the stories you might have heard as we read the scripture, because as I read this scripture tonight, I just want you to grasp this part. Christ is telling us that Christmas is about him, our salvation. It's not about the day. It's not about all the great Christmas trees and the Santa Claus, although Santa Claus happens to be a Christian. But it goes deeper. I want you to listen to this. And this is the story from the Apostle Paul's standpoint, one who met Jesus face to face, and a great servant of God and you and I. When we read the New Testament, you find very quickly that the majority of it was penned by the Apostle Paul. Acts 4, verse 12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Now, when the Lord gave us his message, he gave us his message from the beginning as a babe in a manger. He gave us the message through the prophets of old that the babe was coming, that God incarnate was going to show up on the scene, and he was going to save us from our sins. And he would be the one that would put his arm around us, and he would pick us up, and that he would deliver us to freedom. In Colossians 2, 16 through 19, very important passage, seldom read. Listen to it. So don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink, or for not celebrating certain holy days, or new moon ceremonies, or Sabbaths. You let that sink in a little. For these rules are only shadows of the reality yet to come, and Christ himself is that reality. It wasn't the holy day. It wasn't the Sabbath that was so important, as so many of the legalists wanted to push and still do today. Christ himself is that reality. Don't let anyone condemn you by insisting on pious self-denial or the worship of angels, saying that they have had visions about these things. Their sinful minds have made them proud, and they are not connected to Christ, the head of the body. For he holds the whole body together with its joints and ligaments, and it grows as God nourishes it. From the beginning, the warning was given to each of us. As a Christian, we now must pay attention that our worship is of Christ, the real Savior. Not a day, not a particular year, but Jesus Christ is the same today and forever. He's the same yesterday. And he says, all of this focuses on me. It is the personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's why he came. He wanted to get personal with us. Now, what's the best way for you to get personal with someone? You know their hurts, you know their problems, you know their circumstances, and you love them anyway. That gets personal. Jesus said, I've come to make it personal. I've come to make you personal in my life. That's what Jesus was doing. He came to get personal with us. He knows our name. And he doesn't forget it. And he understands who we are, the broken parts, the parts that are getting ready to break. And he understands the attitude in which we were raised. He understands the community in which we were born. And he did not make a mistake when he allowed us to be born. Do you know that God has never made a mistake, period? And do you know when a child is born, whether it's in the ghetto, whether it's in the mansion, it doesn't matter. God sees and God knows them personally. Now, listen to Galatians 4, verses 8 through 11. And ponder these verses in your heart as we notice the trial and tribulation of our day. Formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not gods. But now that you know God, or rather, are known by God, how is it that you are turning back to those weak and miserable principles? Do you wish to be enslaved by them all over again? You are observing special days and months and seasons and years. I fear for you that somehow I have wasted my efforts on you. Listen to that. Was he talking about it's wrong for us to worship on Sunday? Was it wrong for us to celebrate Christmas? No. He is saying it's wrong for you to worship him. It is wrong for you to put more emphasis on the day and on the year than it is on the spirit of who I am. I've come to indwell you. I've come to save you. And the only way that that was possible is that God had decided that he had to come and feel the pain of the human existence. And to save us. Save us from what? Save us from ourselves to begin with. Save us from once again going into slavery over a time period or over a special day. Do you know that within a year you will be either another year older, or somebody would have said amen and ashes to ashes. You know that? Well, I want you to understand something about that. As you and I grow in Christ, I never do care when I celebrate my birthday. We're going to be celebrating Christmas, the birth of Christ, the rest of the week. And the more peanut butter fudge I get, the longer we're going to spend. But I want you to think about it. You and I are Christians, folks. Therefore, it's about our relationship. You see, Christmas, it's not a day. It's not a formality. He's a person. He is real. He is the Savior of my soul. Sure, he's the Savior of the world, but he made it personal. He's the Savior of my soul. He's the Savior of your soul. And he continues to save us from ourselves daily. He's always there with us. Amen. Whether we even invited him, he's still there. Because we belong to him. Remember the story of the beginning of the great nation. And the great nation, the Hebrew nation, was led into bondage. Why did they ever get to the point to where they were led into bondage? It goes way back. It goes back to a time period when they cried out, "Give us a king so we can be like all the other nations." But God had blessed the Hebrew nation. It was God who protected them. It was God that fought the battles. And it was also God that warned them. If you want a king like the other nations, do you realize what that king is going to do? That king is going to make you give him what you have. He's going to tell you what to do. And he will not fight your battles. You'll fight his battles on his behalf. And they cried out, "We still want a king." And they got a king. And Saul was a king, they said, that was a head higher than all the other people in the land. But he was not as high as God. He'd got to the point he thought he was. And notice God's children. From generation to generation, we keep saying, "We want to be like everybody else." I don't. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be the individual that he's called me to be. I want to be a mess like I am and know that I'm his mess. I love knowing that Jesus has got my future taken care of. No, I don't want a king. One day I will worship a monarch. I will serve a monarch. His name is Jesus. He's the Christ, the Son of the living God. And when he comes again, he will rule. No vote. You see, this is his world. We are his people. I am his child. And when his children cry out, well, just back it back up once again to you as a parent. Do you remember that you knew when your child cried, whether they were just angry or whether they were fussing or whether they were hurt? The mamas knew the cry. The daddies followed the mamas. But the mamas knew the voice of the cry. And Christ says, not only do I know your voice, not only do I hear the cry from your heart, I came that first Christmas morn so that I could walk where you are walking, where I would feel your heartbeat. And I came to bring you and fulfill a promise in the process. I've come to bring you peace. I want you to worship me in spirit and in truth. Not on any special day, because God says they all belong to me. And he never ceases to remind us of each day. When I handed you this day, it was perfect. And God says, I will never mess it up. So if you've ended up today with a messed up day, think about who messed it up. Because see, Jesus came because he loves. He didn't just come and leave. He came to stay. He grew up. He did his ministry. He shared the word from his father. And he didn't just pull out and leave us like so many people will do with us. No, he said, I will not leave you. I will send a helper. I will send my counselor. I will send my Holy Spirit. And my Holy Spirit will never depart from you. You and I are kept by the Spirit of God. The holy part that you and I are, remember, means set apart for God's service. And when I said yes to Jesus, he said, I made you holy. But I'm the one that will go before you. When the battle sound comes, all I want you to do is stand up and be counted and watch me win another battle for you. I've already won the war. That's what Christmas is about. It's about Jesus making it personal to each one of us individually. His love for you and me is not based on our love for him. Be thankful for that. His love for you and me is a type of love that goes to the very blood of Jesus, goes to the heart of God. His love supersedes all understanding, and his joy, it never fails. The Christian faith, we are the only faith that can smile when somebody says they're going to kill us. You can't kill the Spirit. All you can do is run over this body, which is the vehicle. But that's not running over me or you. It's a God thing. And God happens to love us. And he, not only will he be there, no doubt, he got there before you showed up. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the times to where we can come knowing, Father, it doesn't matter where we are because you're everywhere with us. Thank you, Father, for your love, for sending Jesus, and for the peace that only you can give us. Father, we ask now, as we sing our last song together this evening, that this time it will be within our heart and we understand that you are the light, not only of the world, but you're the light for us individually. We ask your blessing now, Father, through this period of time to when we will be with family. Protect our families, Father, with travel. Give us courage and boldness as we share your love on the special name of Jesus, where the world can truly stand strong. We ask it in his name. Amen.